just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
Well, how come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
Sick.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the Audio Vault.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
Born into the lap of luxury, now he's sitting in his own filth. It's the Audio Vault with Well, good day and welcome to the 79th episode of the broadcast. Over 40,000 downloads strong. My name is Tim, and let's get right to the funny, shall we? This actually is a little more disturbing than it is funny. I don't know if you remember Dr. Laura Schlesinger. She has a syndicated radio show that was a little more popular back in the 90s, but she is still pumping out the daily broadcasts. And on her show last Friday, she got a little controversial with a caller in regards to interracial relations. Here's a few snippets from the actual conversation that she had on her radio show last Friday.
Well, can you give me an example of a racist comment? Because sometimes people are hypersensitive. So,
how about the N-word, though? The N-word's been thrown around.
Black guys use it all the time. Turn on HBO, listen to a black comic, and all you hear is nigger, nigger, nigger. I don't get it. If anybody without enough melanin says it, it's a horrible thing. But when black people say it, it's affectionate. It's very confusing. Don't hang up. I want to talk to you some more. Don't go away. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. I'll be right back. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger talking to Jade. What did you think about during the break, by the way?
I was a little caught back by the N-word that you spewed out. I have to be honest with you.
All right. Chip on your shoulder. I can't do much about that. Yeah, I think you have too much sensitivity and not enough sense of humor. Well, it depends how it's said.
Is it okay to say that word? Is it ever okay to say that word?
It depends how it's said. Black guys talking to each other seem to think it's okay.
But you're not black. They're not black.
Oh, I see. So a word is restricted to race. Got it. Can't do much about that.
I can't believe someone like you is on the radio spewing out the nigger word, and I hope everybody
I didn't
heard it.
Spew out the nigger word.
Nigger, nigger, nigger.
Right. I said that's what you hear.
Heard it.
Yes, they did.
I hope everybody heard it. So what
they did, and I'll say it again. Nigger, nigger, nigger is what you hear on HB. Why don't you let me finish a sentence?
Okay.
Don't take things out of context. Don't double NAACP me. Leave them in context.
Means, and I know it came from a white person, and I know the white person made
that. Thank you very much.
You see what I mean? Just a little bit disturbing there, Dr. Laura. Gotta say, I'm a little bit disappointed in you. But anyway, in true YouTube fashion, and as you know, and this very broadcast is a testament to this, audio is very easy to manipulate. So, someone on YouTube has taken this audio and had a little fun with it. I don't know if you want to call that fun, but anyway, has manipulated it to make Dr. Laura sound even more racist, if that's at all possible. Check this out.
Jade, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. I'm having an issue with my husband where he's white and I'm black.
Nigger, 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 nigger. Why don't you let me finish a sentence?
Okay.
Nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Don't NAACP me. If you're that hypersensitive about color and don't have a sense of humor, don't marry out of your race. Nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Per se, but in general, nigger, 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 nigger. And it's really distressing and disturbing. And to put it in its context, nigger, 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 nigger. I didn't call anybody a nigger. Nigger. Nice try, Jade. Hypersensitivity. Which is being bred by nigger activists. And I don't get it.
So there's that. The latest goings on the worldwide super interweb. Put it this way. Imus got fired for saying nappy-headed hoe. So I've got a really good feeling that we will not be hearing from one Dr. Laura Schlesinger ever again, if you get my drift. That's it. Bye-bye.
Shut up!
Yes.
Yeah.